This is KERA News. Reconnecting after a year of separation and loss is a work in progress. KERA and the Dallas Morning News are collaborating to document how the pandemic has changed the arts and culture scene in North Texas. KERA's Jerome Weeks and the news writer Michael Granberry report on two actors who turned to new careers after theaters shut down.
Would you like a drink?
This is Allison Pistorius on stage at the Dallas Theater Center in 2016.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
So, are you a friend of Jane's, or...?
Christ, no. I was just walking past and I saw a load of free booze and sausages. I'm joking.
Playing a British physicist, chatting up a guy? That's often the kind of character Pistorius has taken on. Smart and funny. And this is Pistorius' husband, Chris Urey, at Theater 3. He's playing Jeffrey Skilling. Skilling went to jail for creating Enron, the giant Texas energy fraud.
Enron's a powerhouse for ideas. We're not the Houston Oilers. We're not even the Dallas Cowboys. We're the whole damn NFL.
Urey's been in demand for his talent playing just such aggressive alpha males. Of course, these performances were long before COVID. Dana Schultes is artistic director of Stage West in Fort Worth. She's worked with both performers.
Chris Urey and Allison Pistorius are two of the finest actors in the area. They are go-to artists for any role, and losing them is a real tragedy, but it's not just them.
Like the vast majority of actors, Urey and Pistorius haven't worked on stage in 18 months. Theaters have been cautiously reopening, but now the Delta variant may complicate those efforts. Pistorius, who teaches theater at SMU, says these days she and a colleague just imagine plays and roles for themselves.
I'm daydreaming about work at this point because I just want to get back to work.
It's been tough, and I'll be honest, that it's been depressing and anxiety-ridden.
The couple didn't get sick, but COVID still hit Urey with a triple whammy. No acting jobs, plus his gigs as a bartender dried up. Then he got an office job, but COVID forced that company to downsize as well, and Urey's position was cut. Equity, the actors' union, provided the couple with health insurance. But actors receive insurance only if they work a set number of weeks per year. And no one was working this past year. So, no more equity health insurance. Dana Schultes.
There are hundreds of us just in this area alone who no longer have insurance. So, it's no wonder that people are scrambling to find other careers to support their families.
Here he is indeed. Switched careers. This fall, he'll start teaching public school in Terrell.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Getting married, buying a home, or needing health care? Even without COVID complicating things, these life events often hit actors hard in their 30s and 40s. They require the kind of financial security that the nonprofit arts in America generally do not provide. Naturally, such life events can also bring joy. See if you can figure out what happened to Pistorius and Urey 2 years ago.
Mama. Oh, thank you for reminding me. There are things that I'm really, really grateful for, and I think this year has been a huge reminder to find the things to be grateful for.
She's grateful for Austin, Birdie, and Charlie, triplets, all girls 2 years old. Of course, triplets for anyone would be life-changing. But the toddlers did add childcare to the dilemmas COVID has dumped on the couple.
These three little bundles have also made things change. The gig-to-gig lifestyle is no longer really viable.
So, another reason Urey switched from the stage to the classroom. And Pistorius, while still hoping and looking for theater roles, will continue teaching acting students at SMU.
It's my job to help them be prepared for anything, because who knows what the new normal is going to be.
She's learned other things from the pandemic, such as...
There are no rules. Maybe you don't need a gigantic arts organization to make everything happen. Maybe you need you and a couple of friends and a creative idea, and that's all it takes.
Many of us are eager to return to the way things were, but COVID has made it plain that the new normal may not be the old normal. Of course, that's also something you often learn when you have kids. I'm Jerome Weeks in Dallas.
This story is part of a collaboration between KERA and the Dallas Morning News. You can read a longer version and see a video of Allison Pistorius competing on a recent episode of Jeopardy! At artandseek.org or dallasnews.com. A version will also appear in the newspaper.